Fracking dominated the public consciousness during this legislative session, but there were a host of other environmental issues that the state Senate and Assembly reviewed. Most did not pass. The New York League of Conservation Voters worked with a coalition to develop their priorities. Spokesman Dan Hendrick says what started out as a very promising session for all things green withered away as the session progressed.
The reality is there's so many environmental challenges facing New York, everything from our dwindling open space to the lack of funding for environmental programs to, you know, our disappearing farmland or horribly underfunded mass transit system. So to go from a high point last year where there was real tangible progress and bottlenecks were finally cleared up to this year where very, very modest progress at best, and it was truly a disappointing year for the environment and clean energy in Albany.
New York Public Interest Research Group Senior Environmental Associate Laura Height says this is the least productive session on environmental issues she can recall.
And what's extraordinary about that is we're in an election year, which is usually when one expects there's more responsiveness to issues that the public has concerns about, which includes fracking, but a number of other environmental and public health issues.
Height says one of the problems was that the Senate and Assembly bills often did not contain matching language.
A lot of the bills that were introduced were different, and that's not how you get a law passed. In other cases, really the challenge has been with the Senate. They are just unwilling to put a bill before their members for a floor vote unless it has industry support, and even then sometimes not. So it's been a challenge getting anything passed in the Senate this year. The other way that things happen is through three-way negotiations, and there was some hope that this year might accomplish some positive things, such as a solar power bill, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, more funding for the Environmental Protection Fund. All of these things were issues that even as recently as last week we thought we had a shot at, and all of that's dead.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says there were a few important bills that passed.
The first substantive invasive species bill passed both the Senate and the Assembly, and that really is the first authority to regulate the sale, purchase, possession, introduction, importation, and travel of invasive species.
Woodworth says the biggest environmental issue in New York has been hydraulic fracturing. He's not pleased that the state Senate failed to act on some key legislation related to that process.
There were some very, very important bills that would have better protected the state. For example, there was legislation that passed the Assembly but was not considered by the Senate at all that would have treated the wastewater from high-volume hydraulic fracturing as hazardous waste. The Senate's failure to act, you know, right now we're treating that wastewater as medical waste, which makes no sense at all.
He adds that the Assembly passed a hydrofracking health assessment bill that the Senate did not act on.
And the fact that 1,000 doctors have written to DEC and the governor and asked for such a health impact study is telling. Many of these state senators that blocked this health assessment bill by the Assembly actually have constituents that would be put at risk if high-volume hydraulic fracturing goes forward in the state.
Advocates are hopeful that a bill pending on today's calendar, the Sewage Pollution Right to Know Act, will pass. It would tighten rules regarding notification of communities when sewage spills into waterways. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.